One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Skim. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/skim and start living a better life today. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back together again, finally, on your New Year's Eve extravaganza. PartyTimeUSA.com.
We're together all the time.
That's true.
I like that. We're back together again.
Yeah, we broke up for a while.
For a week.
Filed divorce papers. Changed our mind last minute. We're all good now.
We're good now.
No, it's New Year's Eve, man. How do you feel
New
about
Year's
that?
New Year's Eve 2021. Ready for this year to be over.
Are you? See, I think it's an arbitrary number. It doesn't really make any difference.
It's true.
Because
I'm just ready for all of the crazy to be over. I'm
happy
with the holidays. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, you mean you're just excited for it to go back to normal life is what you're saying? Sort of.
I don't know. Sort of.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah. You liked the holiday stuff, but this year was weird. We canceled both our big get-togethers.
Just like last year.
Just like last year. It was a little more last minute, though, felt like.
True. We had planned, we had made plans. We had made food for a lot of things. We'd done all the ready for the parties. And
we
then
white elephants.
The day before or the day of, it started to feel a little not a good idea.
What do we do with
people in one room?
What are we doing with the white elephants? Want to give those to anybody?
I've given some away.
Yeah. What about the basketball one?
I gave one of the basketballs away already.
Who'd you give that to?
Julie.
Oh. In the big box?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't leave it wrapped.
Kim did that thing where you take a giant box that wasn't meant for a small gift and put a small gift in it.
Of course.
Just to make people think they're getting something rad.
It was pretty rad. It was a brand new basketball.
I'm not complaining. I'd take a free basketball. Not a problem. But yeah, it's New Year's Eve and Christmas is over. So now it's New Year's Eve and we don't drink, so there's no partying going on here. We're just kind of here chilling and the kids are in the other room. They weren't going to be here. They were all going to be gone tonight. But
it's been a really crazy snowstorm in our area.
Yeah, we got a load of snow. We had snow from last week, which was pretty heavy, and then it kind of melted, and then it hit us again yesterday. And now we got
all day
snow.
Today, really.
Yeah, it snowed on and off all day today.
We scraped the walkway and driveway last night, got everything off of it, and then woke up to another 6 inches to scrape off again.
They're proper. It's a proper winter so far. Or well, at least this seems like proper winter, whereas the last couple have been not great. Not a lot of snow, anyway. Mm-hmm. And as much as it's hard to, like, dig out of or deal with or whatever, we need it because that's where we get all our water from. And then California buys our water.
So it's kind of a nice, it's been a good winter, but
then Phoenix buys our water.
Keeps us from wanting to get out of the house.
Yeah, because it's gross.
It's gross and slippery and wet and cold. And
everything's shut down tomorrow for the holidays, so
yeah.
We're just going to chill, and I'm going to draw Batman.
I'm going to make waffles.
I'm going to, I got to watch Film Sack. We're doing that Matrix thing for Film Sack this weekend
fun.
On Sunday, yeah, so that'll be fun. But anyway, so that's what we've been up to. Lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on in our house. We haven't really left our house.
Yeah. I got kind of grumpy today. I started today real good, like real strong. Mm-hmm. And then as the day went on, I got grouchy. And I couldn't figure out why. And I think it was because it was after I got my blood results from the doctor, which weren't terrible. And some numbers were better. Some were not. And so I have to rebalance all of that. And it's just annoying me. So I'm just
That's the first of the year. So you have a lot of things that you were planning on doing anyway. Like start exercising again, which mm-hmm. I haven't made a priority in a couple of years.
Yeah, but even in my case, like I had plans, and then 2 months ago, my freaking back went out, or a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then I got sick, and it's like I completely screwed any kind of, and then it got really cold and wintry. So I have all these excuses why I haven't kept up.
Yeah. So that's all they are. Though.
I got to go blow dust.
I got sick. It got cold.
Yeah. I got to blow dust off the freaking treadmill, move that around.
Man, dust it off. Indeed. It's been a couple of years.
Do you think we need to do the greasy goo on it?
We can do that.
I've never done that. Do you know how to do it?
No, but I'm sure we can YouTube that one.
Okay, I don't want to screw that up. It might be dry and, you know, not lubey. We need to lube our treadmill.
That's exactly what we need to do.
Do we have treadmill lube?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do we really?
Yes, we do.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in the hall closet.
How do you know that?
I kind of know where everything is in the house, except for your crap.
That's awesome.
Which you never know where it is either.
But... I blame some of these blood results on those three things. Lack of being able to exercise, back went out, turned into a potato, got super sick and had to deal with a sinus infection, and then holiday food.
Oh, it's not that bad, babe.
It's pretty bad.
Like it's real bad. People have it worse than you.
Oh, I know they have it way worse. I know that. But these are all minor things.
Exercise is a choice. You can do it with or without equipment.
I'm just annoyed.
With or without tennis shoes on, even. You can do yoga. There's a lot of things you can do.
I have friends that want me to do, what's it called?
I don't know.
Deep smack? What is it? What's it called? The like super bro-y hardcore workout stuff. What is that called?
It's not deep smack. I'm talking about
beef port.
Oh no. My gosh.
What is it?
I don't know.
What does Darren do? What's that called?
I have to think about it now.
You can't think of it? Well, I can't think of it. Iron Man. No. Tough stuff.
Tough love?
I can't remember. Why can't I think of it?
Oh my gosh. It's...
Big Jim. Big Jim Jim. It's, what is it called? You know where they're all like, bro, you don't do... Hey, bro. It's helping me think of it. What's it called? What is the name of it?
I don't know. It's a gym. I know that.
It's not even a gym.
It's a gym.
It's a kind of philosophy / gym. Someone at home is yelling it into their their player. Are you looking it up?
I'm gonna look it up because I can't. You've got me all messed up on the name.
Why can't I think of it? strong punch. It's like that, isn't it? It's kind of, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but you're cracking me up.
Let's see. Man bag.
I can't find it. Anyway, keep going.
Oh my gosh, it's going to bug the crap out of me. All right, whatever it is. But you know the ones where they lift like, a whole car and then high five for a half an hour.
It's like a bodybuilding thing.
Kind of.
I can't think of it.
Iron Giant.
It's not Iron Giant either.
Shit. Why can't I think of this stupid thing? It's really bugging. All right, we'll think of it in a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I almost had it. Almost had it.
You did?
Slug? Never mind. Forget it. It's late, It's
Oh, my gosh.
It's New Year's Eve. We don't drink, so we can't, can't be fun.
It's really funny, apparently.
Yeah. Iron Man. Ugh. All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
Speaking of cool things, hey, what if I read you an email from a listener?
Let's do it.
Okay. How about this one from Thomas in Missouri? We've heard from him before.
Okay.
Remember his name?
The name's familiar.
Yeah, he's talked to us before. Hi, Scott and Kim. He sent this to skimshow@gmail.com. That's skimshow@gmail.com. And he says this. Hi, Scott and Kim. Well, I almost made it. I mentioned, or as when I mentioned in a previous email, Whamageddon, I didn't know how into it Scott would get, but it has been fun listening to him talk about it on his various shows. And I thought I had made it all the way through the year. I had a near miss at a grocery store, but it turned out to be a cover, and those don't count.
So oh, that okay. doesn't count. Nope.
Then Scott almost blew it on TMS, but it was a KK Slider cover, so it didn't count either.
Yes. Nice. Maybe, almost made it through.
And maybe I almost lost in the car on the way home that night, but as soon as the DJ said George Michael, I changed the station. So I don't even
know. Turn it.
He goes, I don't even know if it was last Christmas, but on at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve, I clicked on a video in Ann Wheaton's Twitter account, and the background music was the dreaded song.
Oh, no.
You know Ann Wheaton, Will Wheaton's wife?
You almost made it.
You remember Will Wheaton, right?
Yeah, I
do. Wesley. She did mention Wham in the tweet, but I clicked the video before I saw it, and oh well, there's always next year. I hope to be, I'll make sure to mute Anne on November 30th. Hope the holidays for you guys are good and the family's in good health and humor. Thomas from Missouri. All right, here's the deal. I made it.
You did?
Never heard it.
Mine was the worst because I was, like I said last time, I was in a Vietnamese restaurant that usually plays and has videos of K-pop.
It's all K-pop music, which doesn't also make sense.
Out of nowhere.
Are the Vietnam people really into K-pop?
Eating my pho and on comes the song. Yeah. And I dropped everything and went, Carter!
Yeah.
Whamageddon! And she's like, huh?
You went, it's George Michael and the other guy. Yeah. What is it called? Did you find it?
Not yet.
Jim... Jam.
You gotta stop.
What is it?
Making it up. I don't remember.
But look up Bro Jim. So you're looking up the wrong stuff. Bro Jim. Okay, I'll bet I find this. How to be a gym bro in 2022.
How to be a gym bro?
Yep, gym bro predicted exactly what's coming with vaccines. Whatever. About us, Gym Bro Fitness. There's an actual place called Gym Bro.
It's called thegymbros.com. That is not helping you.
Oh, good. Gym Bros, Australian NFT project. What is it called?
I don't remember. CrossFit!
Cross freaking fit!
I remembered it first!
Shite.
Oh. Everyone's probably yelling at the freaking
what
whatever you
wrong
listen to.
With me? I can't believe how little I remembered that.
I don't remember.
That's embarrassing, as Popeye would say. Hey, a quick talk about our friends over at, listen, BetterHelp.com is awesome, all right? And so I think they are my friends because they're nice and they sponsor the show. They sponsor it. you often are the kind of people who might ask yourself, maybe right now at the turn of the year, right? You might ask yourself, what interferes with your happiness? What prevents you from achieving your specific goals? Well, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own professional licensed therapist. I can't talk tonight for I don't know why. You connect in a safe and private online environment. It's very convenient. You start communicating in under 48 hours, and guess what? No waiting room. No deciding which crappy magazine to look at.
To touch.
To touch, right. Who knows what's on those things? So BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid's available if you need some help. And BetterHelp offers a broad range of expertise, which may not exactly be in every local area. So that's really good too. And anything you share will always be confidential. They're not a crisis line or a self-help line. They are a professional counseling service. So whether it's depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, grief, anger, sleeping issues, self-esteem, whatever, they've got help for you. So many people have been using it. They're now opening additional counselors in all 50 states here in America. Start living a happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/skim. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp.com/skim for 10% off your first month. Thanks to BetterHelp. All right, we got another email from Sailor Sam 3. Okay. Oh, Sam, I guess is his name. He's from Washington State, but that's his Twitch chat name. Hello, Scott and Kim. My wife and I found out we are going to have a baby. Oh.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's nice. This is our first, and we're super excited and terrified. Ah, don't be terrified. You'll be fine. I was terrified, and it was stupid to be scared. It was fine. I enjoy the discussions of Kim's cooking, so I was wondering, did you make your own baby food? If so, what were your favorite recipes? If not, then a different question. What do you cherish the most from your early years with your kids? Are there times you wish you could have recognized and appreciated more of that stuff in the moment? Love the Skim Show and all the stuff on the Frog Pants Network. Thank you both so much, Sam. So let's answer your first question. Did you make your own baby food?
We
excreted it from my left nipple.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we did.
Stop it.
No?
We made some of our baby food. Not really using recipes, more of like mashing different things up. We made like the mashed sweet potatoes. You don't add anything to it though.
Not super early though, right? Like early Taylor time, we were doing like Gerber style business. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know, a few months into it, you can start experimenting a little bit.
Right. Well, they don't eat solid foods, even in the jars, until 4 months.
So. Yeah. Yeah. When I stopped lactating, that's when we really had come up with some alternatives.
You're so gross. Stop it.
But yeah, you did. You don't really have recipes though.
No. I'd say that became a thing after we had our kids, more of making your own, because mm-hmm. you wanted cleaner recipes. Taylor made a lot of her own baby food for Van.
Yeah.
And that became more of a thing. Just blender food. Whatever you're eating, you throw in the blender. But
the difference is right now, parents like you, there, Sam, you guys have the internet. And
there's so many great recipes online.
We had the brand new internet in 1994. Yes. It had just happened.
And we had jar baby food.
Yeah.
And we were real excited about that.
And I was stoked about the internet.
But powder stuff, the oatmeal and the rice cereal, lots of that stuff.
Yeah, I remember it smelled like wet newspaper. When you'd make it.
It kind of looked like it too.
Yeah, a little crumbly gumbly.
But there's a lot better recipes you're going to find. I won't have them.
Sam, I wish we could ask you. I guess it's maybe too early, but I wonder if they're having a boy or a girl. Not that it matters with the food, but I'm excited for them. That's great.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, don't be terrified. Be excited. Their kids are great.
I think it's funny you asked about cherishing moments in the moment in the early years, because I think we really had a good time. We were having mm-hmm. fun. We have really funny stories now to tell, and I think it's because we wrote stuff down and we recorded them, and you recorded audio of them.
Yeah, I did as often as I could.
I would recommend doing.
Yeah, and you've all got phones now. You can all take a million pictures and video. And yeah,
we had to develop film.
No, we didn't. We didn't do that. No. Here's what we did.
We had video cameras, but we had to develop film when they were little.
Oh, little. Yeah, when they were little. When Taylor was little, yes, we still had a camera that needed to have.
We had to develop the film to send to my parents, who lived 2,000 miles away.
Yeah, but where they lived, they never even heard of film. Oh, shut
up. So rude.
No, it was fine. Look, as soon as we could, we were using devices that would let us record things. But, you know, I had a Super 8 little camcorder thing, early Sony Handycam from the mid-90s.
Yes,
and
but let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
We still have those tapes.
We haven't transferred them.
That need to be transferred. So we still haven't seen a lot of their stuff since the day it happened.
We need to do it, because I want to see them when they're bumping around so little. Yeah. It's so much fun.
So I wouldn't say we feel like we would do anything differently, or, I don't know, wish we could have recognized or appreciated more in the moment, because we were trying to stay in the moment. I think that's.
I think we did. Yeah, I don't have any regrets about that time.
No,
like no. There's no part of me that goes, "Oh, I wish I was more around when they were little." We were.
Yeah.
We were always there when they were small, and their big moments when Carter stopped lisping, or not lisping, she stopped having her speech impediment. That was an amazing day.
She couldn't say her R's.
Yeah, she couldn't do it, and then one day she figured it out, and it was her own name where she flipped it, and then she never did it again. And we were there for all these little moments like that, good and bad, hard and easy.
And I was home with the kids. I would make sure I told you about them. And that was that was enough.
Yeah, and I was always good. when the girls were old enough to just like have little fun little dad dates, I'd take them out all the time. We'd go get milkshakes and hang out. They loved
just going to the gas station to get a candy bar when they were little was like their favorite thing in the world.
So we loved that, and we're stoked to be doing that with Van. And you know, anymore,
you're gonna have so much fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm jazzed for you. You're gonna do great. One other email here this week from Michael in Edmonton. Nobody wrote in about their New Year's resolutions. You know why? I know why.
Why?
Because it's just a weird year and everyone's a little burnt, you know?
I'm just curious what everybody's planning.
I resolve to have a better year. I mean, I don't know what else you're going to say, but I get I get the hesitancy. Anyway, hi, Scott and Kim, says Michael from Edmonton. That's in Canada, right?
Think so.
Yeah.
I
think it's that Edmonton.
From the cold north, yep.
Yeah, it's that Edmonton. Anyway, you say that word enough and it starts to sound weird, doesn't
Edmonton.
It? Edmonton. Okay. Edmonton. Edmonton. Yeah, I don't like it. Sounds like I'm saying Edmonton. Anyway, I had to send this to the Skim email as well. Scott and Kim shared that you made a homemade cream of mushroom soup. I did it on TMS. Talked about it. And I will be speaking for a lot of people. We need that recipe. Scott sold it hard on TMS. Please reveal your secrets. Thanks so much for you two and your amazing show together. You're a wonderful example of a happy and healthy married couple and parents. Hopefully one day my wife and I will be able to meet you in person. Oh, I'd love that. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Wishing you the best New Year's and all the way from the cold north. Michael. Well,
once again, Michael, I do not have a recipe. I kind of threw it together.
It was so good though.
But I'm so glad you liked it.
So tell them what's in it.
Okay. I can tell you how it started out. Let's see.
You got the mushrooms.
I didn't start with mushrooms.
And then you got the cream of.
So I started with onion and garlic.
Wait, that just occurred to me. Why is it called cream of mushroom when it's not the cream of mushrooms?
No, it's just a creamy soup.
Yeah, why do they call it that? Why not call it cream of chicken, creamy mushroom?
Cream of celery. They're all called cream of.
Creamy.
Are you going to let me tell
mushroom
the recipe or
not? Mushroom cream soup. That doesn't sound good either. Ow, you were going to hit me just then.
I was going to punch you because you won't stop talking.
All right, go ahead. So tell them what's in it.
So it was onion and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And I sauteed that with oil and butter. Threw in some flour and made a roux.
Okay.
And then the liquid of the roux, which actually it was oat milk.
Yeah, oat
but
milk.
But you can use any milk.
You can use any, but oat milk I recommend because I actually think it tastes better, but also it's way less lactosey and fat and bloaty. It just doesn't make you feel like a bloated
pig. But some people are allergic to oats, so if you use almond milk, use almond milk in it.
Whatever alternative and
so you
or
make
milk.
This nice, thick, creamy soup going on, and then I loaded it with baby portobello mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like chopped up in little...
Tons of it.
Little bite-sized pieces.
That's what you got to do. And not just little bitty ones, like the cans of Campbell's soup. Like, we're talking big
and
slices.
And they were raw when I put them in there, so they kind of thickened the soup. I did add at the end a little sour cream in your bowl of it, mm-hmm. and that was really good.
I was
you
dying.
You could put Parmesan on the top.
We still have some left. I may have to finish that
salt,
tonight.
Pepper. That's it.
It's unbelievable.
That was it.
Super simple. Nothing too crazy. Anybody can do it. Even me.
I'm going to have to write that one down.
Yeah, it was great.
Should.
I mean, I ended up eating triple the amount I should have because that sounded so good. My blood test was effed up. Like, did you just have a ton of mushroom soup? I wonder if mushrooms are weird. Are they weird?
I don't know.
They shouldn't be weird.
I don't know. Mm. They mess with your blood tests. I don't know. I don't think they automatically give you cholesterol, which is what you were high in. So no, probably not.
Yeah. So I hope, Michael, that made sense and you can make your own. You'll love it. You just got to buy that. You got to buy the kind you made. What's the kind again? Portobello baby portobellos.
Oh, baby portobellos.
Yeah.
I think you could put small pieces of any mushroom in there.
Yeah. You could do any kind probably.
But you do like that kind.
I love that kind.
I think we're going to try it with shiitakes next time. Okay. Just for fun. Just to see if it changes it. If it has a different flavor. I don't know. It's kind of fun to play with.
I could eat. Just talking about that mushroom soup makes me want more of it. That's how much I liked it. And you guys don't. That's the other funny thing. Carter and Kim, the household here.
No one likes mushrooms. And Taylor. Taylor likes mushrooms.
She likes them because she's my firstborn and she understands the truth of the world.
If you say so.
Michael, if you make it.
Hopefully that helps. I don't know if you're not used to making creamy soups. I could try to write it down and put it out there. I know I'm the worst at writing down recipes. I just kind of go for it and throw them together, and I think that can be good or bad.
It could be. I just really liked it, and it made me never want... I don't ever want the stuff you buy at the store again. That stuff's not good.
Oh, it's definitely not as good.
No, not even close, dude. Like, this was like a... Oh, my God. I didn't even know how to... It felt like I was at a fancy restaurant.
I'm glad you liked it. It was more of a fancy restaurant kind of thing where people would make that soup for that one night.
Yeah.
And that's what that would be on the menu.
Except the problem with mushrooms is it's so people are either love them or hate them. Yeah. I don't know anyone who's just okay with them or can either, you know, sort of likes them or kind of hates
them. That same recipe would work if you wanted to make cream of chicken soup, for instance, and instead of mushrooms, you put tons of chunks of chicken in there.
See, that sounds lame. Needs more mushrooms.
Well, if you don't like mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms. So you're welcome.
Did you try
you.
The soup?
Nope.
Well, then you might have liked it.
I don't like mushrooms. I smelled the soup and it smells like mushrooms.
You don't like the smell?
Nope. It's just not my favorite thing.
What does it remind you that it gives you the off? You don't like it?
I don't like the texture or the flavor.
It's like a sweaty man on a bus. Just a kind of sweaty.
Is that why you like it?
Musky man. No.
Smells like a man on a bus.
I don't actually think I smell them. Okay. I mean, I guess I do. Right? I do smell them.
It's like a lot of things where I don't love cilantro unless it's in like tiny pieces in salsa, I can deal with it. But other than that, like some people will just eat cilantro straight off.
Oh, you're one of those cilantro people that doesn't. I don't like cilantro. But I love the smell of gas. I could go to a gas station
and
just
mind that smell.
Sit there and huff the whole time I'm in there. Oh, I love the smell of gas. But there's some people that can't stand
things
it.
Now.
I'm not a huffer. I'm a lover, not a huffer. Anyway, there's your emails for the week. What is this called? Skimshow@gmail.com. Skimshow@gmail.com. Hey, do you know what's exciting?
What?
Monday, Brian Dunaway and I are launching our new retro gaming show.
Whoa, that's going to be fun.
I'm very excited. So it's all the old school stuff. And that means I'm taking that cabinet apart in the garage finally and making something out of it.
Okay.
It's going to be a project for that show. Anyway, it's going to be real good, and I want to let people here know about it. So if you're interested, you like the retro scene, arcade games, old consoles, that kind of stuff, and you want big history about the games we cover, then you're going to want to check it out, frogpants.com/playretro. You can find it at play. If you just search Play Retro on any of the podcast services, you'll find it. I can't think of words today.
I'm sorry.
Why is that?
It's your words are gone for the rest of the year.
CrossFit.
You've used them all for 2021. You're done.
Okay. All the words I've said all the words.
Hopefully you guys have a great New Year.
Yeah. I want you to have a great New Year. F anybody who tells you otherwise. Don't get COVID. Be safe. Be smart.
Be safe.
Spread it to the old people in your life. We're probably all going to get it because this new one just doesn't care. It's like, you know what? I don't care if you're vaccinated. We're coming for you. That's kind of what it says.
Yeah.
But it'll help if you're vaccinated. Help fight it and keep you a little more healthy than maybe you would have been.
What was the thing you heard the other day? It's like, I just found out that vaccinated and unvaccinated people can still get COVID with this new strain. And you were, what did you say?
I said, it was a doctor who quoted it, but I just re-quoted it. But the quote was from a doctor who said to that response or to that person, says, why should I get vaccinated if vaccinated people are getting it too? He says, well, Serena Williams and I can both play tennis. The point is,
you're better
one
off
of you can really it. Play tennis. And it was a pretty good, I thought it was a good quote.
That's a great quote. I like it.
All right. That's going to do it. We'll be back with our first episode of the new year next week.
2022. That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
But we're old.
I feel old. I really feel old lately.
I'm still in my 40s. I'm feeling all right about that.
I had a guy called me, I called Carter a boomer.
Oh, yeah. Carter said she got called a boomer, and I was laughing my head off.
She's 24 freaking years old.
I think that's because this generation, just anyone older than them is a boomer.
So they're treating it like a Karen. They're just like, well, anybody who...
like it's a bad thing to say? Calling him a name?
Because...
such a boomer.
When people call me that, I get annoyed because I'm not one either. My 82-year-old mother is a boomer. Right?
So get it straight. Is my 72-year-old father even a boomer? I'm not even sure he is.
He's in the range. Yeah, there's a all range. Right. You have all to right. be... I wanna
but that changes every year. Now he's, you know what I mean? Is he outside of that?
I don't think so. It's still, you had to be born a certain date to a certain date to be a certain thing. You and I are right in the...
someone made that up, so...
Well, it's all bull crap. Yeah, everything's crap. Everybody gets older. All the 10-year-olds that think it's funny to call 20-year-olds boomers are all going to be 20, 30, 40, 50 at one point or die.
At some point in their life.
Either you're going to live old or you're going to die. Which way do you want it? You have a young whippersnapping little turd. All right. That's going to do it. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Go watch your balls drop, everybody. Go watch the ball drop and then call us on 2022.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.